is time to dive into the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of those communications throughout the week via all the ways, the texts, the tweets, the DMs, the TikToks, the Facebooks, the emails, good old-fashioned jail mail or just nondescript cardboard boxes. Either which way, we'll take it. We always like to check, is there a Hank FM newsletter? Nine. There is not. No jail mail to speak of, but I did get this invitation like numerous times throughout the week.
Oh,
it's not spam, but I'll just read the subject matter. Local media invited to take exclusive tour of the new USPS sorting hub in Dallas.
Wow.
And
I didn't get that invitation.
Well, I didn't elect to go. I mean, I'm sure it was quite the spectacle. But they're just going to have to sort it without us. But probably going through that sorting hub is what you have right there. Okay, you've been hanging on to this, what, about four shows?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
It is a cardboard box.
It's our
package.
Friends, I'm really excited about
opening it
doing
now.
This. Okay, are you going to...
If it's ducks, that's going to be amazing.
Are you going to do the unboxing, the unveiling? Like they do it on the internet? No, like
it. Well, you're the one unboxing.
This is going to be iconic, you guys. No. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is literally a T-shirt.
It is a T-shirt.
I think there we got one for you, too. It's from the Golden Reward Sanctuary for Senior Horses.
Well, that's just downright awesome.
I know.
Thank you ever so much. Is there a card accompanying? Is there a name? Who do we thank?
Oh, wait. Here we go. Hold on. Yes, I got to get the paper. And dear Heather. Thank you for supporting GRS in North Texas Giving Day. We love Hank, and it was awesome to have the call out on the air in Facebook.
Very cool.
Today we have 31 horses, 4 donkeys, 4 dogs, and 2 cats. No rubber ducks.
Okay.
We have 2 more senior horses on the way. It takes a lot of people contributing to support all our seniors. More than 20 regular volunteers. We need more. Most of our horses are sponsored, but we still could use some more, Hank. Help from Hank and all these other sources really help us fill the gap.
That's fantastic.
Thanks again.
Thank y'all guys. Very nicely done.
I know.
All right. It wasn't something scary. You never know. That's good. All right. Kim in the business department did send out this saying. She sent this saying, I did not send anything out regarding a handbook. Do not open it. Well, don't worry. That's one way to get me to not open an email is put handbook in the title.
That's so funny.
I'm starting to see these on Facebook, and if you're in a group, AI will then come up with a generic question.
Oh, yeah, that's so weird.
To ask everybody to spur conversation, and a lot of times they're AI'd and very strange. Like, this is in Fort Worth Memories, which is a great group. It says, what happened to you during a tornado warning in Fort Worth? Claire said, I went and stared at the sky like a Texan.
Yeah, there's that.
Janice said my 13-year-old called me selfish because I wouldn't take her shopping. And somebody named KB said I put a bunny in a sink.
Oh, see?
Happens. You ask stupid questions, AI, gonna get stupid answers.
Oh, boy. You know, in honor of Name Your Car Day, the 817 texting in. It's a beautiful big black Jeep. And it says, I named mine Big Booty Judy.
Whoa.
In related news, I don't see any ducks. The ducks are usually a Jeep thing, so just remain calm.
Jump to it right here, because if you've been following us on the show today, last night, cruise night, evidently, according to some claims and those sources close to it, we've been accumulating ducks out there cruise night every Thursday night for the past 2+, maybe even 3 years, according to some unsubstantiated anonymous sources.
There's a machine. We get them.
That anonymous source, by the way, is Heather Lee. You sent the all staff email. Where's the box of rubber ducks? They were in the van. Now they're gone. What's going on here?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now have, even though Brenda D tried to jump on and help and said, hey, check out the ranch van.
What's going on there?
Turns out the culprit came from inside the building.
Inside job?
All along. Yeah, actually, she emailed back about an hour and 15 minutes after you did last night. One Tara Bell. Says, yes, I have them. If I were to stop there, that would just sound like that she was holding
guilty.
Him for ransom.
Mm-hmm.
No, it continues on. Yes, I have them. I thought they were from ones I purchased previously. We had a past appearances. They were starting to overflow onto the floorboard. And then I cleaned them, and now I have them in a bag, and they're probably in a box or a bag by my desk.
So someone tried to clean the van?
So it's literally two floors up from us. All along. I don't really think it was... that's the end of it.
Sorry.
When did you read that email, or did you just stress about it and fume all overnight last night?
I told you, I was busy investigating. Yeah. I don't have time for the novices out there, okay?
Just the answer is, it always comes from inside the building. Those closest to you. Stop. Not really.
I think she has that canned ham,
steal
too.
Your ducks. Oh. AKB Heather Lee, you were mentioning people who have listened to the show a long time but have never met you or called in. And Ryan says, I'm one of those. I even listened to you back in the old afternoon days. It'd be nice to meet you, and I will call the show someday, but as of now, I have really nothing to say, says
Ryan. I don't think that's
Ryan
true at all.
Brazelton. I think that says it all, Ryan. And we don't have anything to say, too, but somebody's still nailing our ducks.
You know, I don't just fight crime around here. Yeah. I'm also the sports director at Hank FM, and it's not easy, but I, too, have some help. I got an email touting some tools to make managing sports coverage faster, smoother, and more engaging for our audience.
Yeah, that's what we need.
We can engage fans.
Yeah.
Scoreboard widgets.
I'm already
which
engaged.
Which I'm very concerned about the widgets, and you are engaged. And most importantly, a streamlined workflow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think that's AI trying to take over my job.
Should get it to the sports director.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from the 817. What is going down in Funky Town? Actually, that came from Charles. Funky Town. We don't use that. We use that every now and then, but that's like third or fourth on the Fort Worth nickname list. We might try to bring it back a little bit. We got Panther City. Got the town of the Cow Town. The FWD. All right. We can get funky.
All right.
We can do that.
Okay.
We got you, Charles. Delaney says, I hope AI never takes over the show. Yeah, me too.
Because then we'd be smart.
How well would that go? Who would find our ducks?
Tracy having one of those moments yesterday, like Dwight from The Office. She thought it was Friday, but it was a Thursday. And
false.
That was because we played the Judds about a girl's night out.
Fact.
Now, you can play this song any day of the week. I'm sorry, Tracy.
Sorry.
But
wait till we do It Sure Is Monday coming up on the way from Mark Chestnut.
Dear.
She's
going
to have a hard time.
It's got her hopes up. But she did suggest I call the manager.
Oh, well.
What about an all-staff email?
You don't
email?
Need to suggest
I can
that, kid.
Do that.
It's going to happen. Mike says, will we ever get to meet this cowgirl in the closet?
No. Mm-mm.
Mike, we haven't even met the cowgirl in the closet. In
Who
fact, we're not anywhere allowed near the closet or near the disco ball cactus upstairs. And I don't know. Maybe in the next budget meeting we'll get to meet her because she gets one and we don't. So we'll just play with our ducks. Jared says, I don't know if you ever hear this, but I'm a big listener. You guys write the coolest. I don't know if you ever hear this, but I'm a big listener of your Saturday show.
Oh, wow.
No, we've never heard that. No. I miss a lot of the show during the week, but on Saturdays y'all play the best of. Well, thank you, Jared. It's not the best of. It's just kind of the rest of. But Teresa says, thank you for doing traffic.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey.
Well, and in related news, Herb on Saturdays.
Herb!
He thinks it's spectacular.
Aww.
Of our Facebook Live this morning, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a suggestion for Will It Float.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a government item. And kind of wonders if the government will sink or float.
No,
in,
I'm not worried about
America.
That.
Yeah,
so we're not the government.
Thank you.
No, I don't think so.
And then finally, how often do you change the show? Well, we're made fresh daily, quite honestly. There it is. And that's what we have to think about that.
What do you think about that, bro?
That is our Friday morning mailbag.